November is often the worst month of the year for birding and other things, but I still have warm feelings about the month. I was born in November, on Armistice Day, which my grandpa, a World War I veteran, told me was the most important day of the whole year because it marked the end of the war to end all wars. November is also the month with Thanksgiving, for me the most perfect of all holidays. I was still a preschooler when my grandpa told me that Abraham Lincoln declared that we should celebrate Thanksgiving as a national day to remember all the things we were still grateful for in the middle of a horrible war. My grandpa said that even when our lives are saddest and hardest, we can always find good things to thank God for. Of course, the first things I always thanked God for were my grandpa and birds. I've always associated Thanksgiving turkey feasts with abundance and with remembering and thanking God for the good things in my life, including birds, while not forgetting that poor dead bird on the table. I didn't learn about pilgrims or fanciful stories of the first Thanksgiving until I started school, after my impressions of Thanksgiving were already deeply embedded in my brain. By the time I was in fifth or sixth grade, though, I started wondering if it really was Abraham Lincoln who'd started the national holiday. I discovered that George Washington had made a proclamation celebrating Thanksgiving in 1789, but Thomas Jefferson didn't follow suit. After that, some presidents did declare a day of national Thanksgiving, while others didn't, right up until Abraham Lincoln, who in 1863 proclaimed a national day of, quote, thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. On June 28, 1870, my favorite president of all, Ulysses S. Grant, signed into law the Holidays Act that made Thanksgiving a yearly appointed federal holiday in Washington, D.C. But the date wasn't firmly established as the fourth Thursday in November until Congress passed a law signed by FDR in 1942. I didn't know any of that as a preschooler, but November was always my favorite month with the best 2 days of the year, my birthday and Thanksgiving, celebrating both the start of my life and the happiest things in my life that I could think about. It wasn't until I started first grade in Catholic school that I learned that for most Catholics, November conjures images of death starting right on November 1st, All Saints' Day, a holy day of obligation, so we were required to go to Mass, and November 2nd, All Souls' Day, when we remember all the people who have died who are not canonized saints. I made it a practice to attend early morning Mass on that day every year, even though it wasn't a holy day of obligation, specifically to remember and honor my grandmother. I vaguely remembered her, though she died when I was quite small. Her name was Laura Farley, just like mine, and the only other things I knew about her from family lore were that she had gone to Mass every single day of her life, and that she really loved birds. As a child, whenever I saw birds flying in the sky, I thought of my grandma. Birds seemed my direct connection between the heaven I pictured up in the clouds where my grandma was and down here on earth where I was. So I loved birds from the very start. In Mexico and some other countries with both indigenous and Catholic traditions, All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day are celebrated together as Día de los Muertos. When I became a birder, I suddenly realized that November was one of the trickiest months to find birds before most winter finches usually appeared in the upper Midwest, but after most of our other birds had moved on. This year, a bunch of interesting birds have already turned up here and there along the shore. I still have fox sparrows and even had an exceptionally late Lincoln sparrow on November 1st and 2nd, but there are far, far fewer birds in my yard right now than there were even on the last day of October. November may be filled with joyful memories and gratitude for me, but bird-wise, even with cool, unexpected rarities, it's a pretty sucky month. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.